The Chicago winter of 1949 made the record books, along with the number of drunks found frozen to death in Grant Park and in packing crates behind factories. Drunks didn't pick better places to flop when the temperature dropped to 33. There weren't any. The shelters were filled up. Back then, I studied Life 101 at the Marquis, a cheap eats cafeteria on Clark Street, where I learned about people in politics, mostly what a smart guy should stay away from. On a night in that torturing winter was one I refused to spend making out with my girl in a 1940 Hudson, whose heater worked only when the car was moving. The Marquee cafeteria had two oil heaters going full throttle all night. More than a few people came in at night because the law said landlords could turn off the heat at 9. Building wiring could handle only 800 watts. And if you plugged in a heater, you lived in the dark until the janitor changed the fuse the next day. People living in the cut-up furnished apartments on Clark Street found the Marquee a freezing night solution. At 1:30, bars on the street dumped the leftovers of the evening trade. About then, through the door of the Marquee, walks Rudy, who was released from the TB sand that day. Carrying a shopping bag of clothes, he resembled an inmate of Auschwitz. He hadn't found a room yet and didn't want to spend any of the $20 they give releasees on a room at the Y. A few of us welcomed back by letting him order anything he wanted. Rudy had three hollow legs. Around 2, a lady walks in her 30s, a doll, and picks up a tray of eats at the counter. She spots Rudy at a table, pauses, then sits down on the empty chair across from him. 2 minutes go by, and she and Rudy are talking nonstop through whatever they're eating, then through an endless train of coffee refills and pie. I haven't seen Rudy until spring, when he came into the Marquee, fattened and wearing slightly newer clothes. It wasn't hard to figure out. People who hung around the Marquee have histories. That's a given. If they want you to know, they'll tell you. All I knew about Rudy was he was once a teacher of something or other. 10 years later, I found out that Rudy taught philosophy at the UFC for years, and Nan was a student. I figured they had something, but didn't ask. When he hit the bottle and contracted TB, he went on a spiral. You know, years answer themselves. Nan was a dancer at the French Casino, a club on the street, and I suppose gave it up. They're still together and have a flat on the south side near the university. The way I figure it was that they helped themselves in ways that needed help, and it worked out. It does happen now and then.